Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Nation. It's time for the C-Note here, Cowboys news of the evening. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Nick Harris posted a mock draft. He went there. When's your first one coming, Brian?
I did one last night.
There we go.
Did you do it?
I just did two rounds.
In the middle of the pre,
just on the simulator, just for funsies.
Where'd you have the Cowboys pick? In eighth?
They're picking 10th.
10th? Nice.
Oh, the 10th pick?
Right now, they've got the 10th pick.
There's a lot of one and two teams.
Yeah, we got a bunch.
So who'd you take with the first pick, Wolchuk?
Anthony Hill Jr., the linebacker out of Texas.
Okay, because flipping, I guess Harris had him going at 27 with the Packers pick.
So that'd be awesome.
That would be amazing if you could get him at 27. He went with Francis Maui-Goa. Did I always say that?
Miami offensive lineman, yeah. He's an animal.
Man, he's going for a lineman, huh?
Yeah, I think between the two spots, you could take the guy, plug him in at right tackle, and see where Guyton goes at left tackle. Then Anthony Hill, then Dylan Thieneman there at 45 in round two, the safety from Oregon. Then you go to Ole Miss for an edge, Sun Tareen Perkins out of Ole Miss. Notre Dame's Drake Bowen, linebacker. Then Quentin Joyner, the Tech halfback there at pick 177. Is that the sixth rounder? And then Jair Hill, the corner from Michigan. We're doing it already, Brian. You ready to mock him up?
I'll tell you what, Dawson, you tell me you're ready to start talking draft, and I'll start looking at the players.
I got your guy, Harold Perkins from LSU, in the second round.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good pick. Like what you're doing. Should be a pass rusher.
Yeah, I mean, I think it makes this season more fun to talk about draft and what's possible.
Especially with two picks.
Yeah.
It makes it a lot of
fun. So with like October 1st rolls around and we're starting talking about the draft? I'm going to start looking at players November 1. I've moved that up by 4 weeks.
I'm going to go a month earlier than you.
Are you going to go October?
Yeah. I kind of need the cushion, though, with the second kid coming. I'm a little scared.
I'm just hoping that's going
to
be tough.
Oh, we're starting to get film.
That's going
to
be tough. Like staying up late. I guess with the kid, there will be benefits to it if you have the film on standby. But battling through a newborn in a draft cycle.
I might need to start a little early.
RIP to your sleep.
Yep.
Yeah. You might want to ask Bobby about that Adderall script rattling around in his pocket. See him going through the halls.
If anybody knows, let me know.
I don't look at the text. I'd like to see if people text in. How early would you think we should start draft? I'm just curious. Give me a date. Could the people in the text chime in on that?
Is
for
it
me?
Too early?
Is it too early to start talking about the draft? It's got to be, right?
I think in general, is going to be your biggest position of interest? Like drilling down on the scouting report, there's so much college football to be played.
We're in week four already, right?
But I think just generally,
positions
of need, He goes linebacker. You go linebacker. He goes tackle. I think it's got to be edge, tackle,
edge,
corner.
Safety.
And maybe wide receiver. Like, I don't know how to feel about George Pickens right now. That's two out of three games where he's done something to make it harder to win.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling with George, you know, what is the market when he ends up hitting free agency? Like, I'd be interested in bringing him back, depending on the price. But if somebody else wants to go give him 25 plus million a year, good for you. Like, go get your bag. But right now, I mean, this is going to be a telling couple of weeks for George Pickens. Can he end up stepping in and really carrying this offense without CeeDee Lamb?
Start the draft when Jerry said all in, says the 817. Do you think Trayvon Diggs made a business decision there in the fourth quarter? He did tackle well. He got maybe knee dropped onto his shoulder or his side. I wasn't quite sure.
Yeah, I on the tape when I stopped it, I thought he got hit in the side. I thought he had a rib problem. I thought he got hit in the ribs, but they put a harness on his shoulder, from what I understand.
Okay, so he did have a medical device put on there.
Yeah, from what I understand, yeah.
I wonder if other corners would have come off the field getting kind of... I mean, he was tackling well, and I'm not saying he made a business decision on that play. I'm saying he made a business decision that I'm done playing.
I'm done after this, yeah.
We go to DLLS Cowboys Clarence Hill. Cowboys are expected to be without CeeDee Lamb for 3 to 4 weeks due to the high ankle sprain he suffered Sunday against the Bears. That's his report this afternoon. Schefter said at least 2 weeks. You know, I don't even know how you look at it if you're the Cowboys. I would leave it up to him. He said last night it's kind of a protecting him from himself type of deal.
Yeah.
Once you're out there and you can cut, the offense is totally different. We've seen Terrell Owens play with that ankle injury that he had in the Super Bowl. We saw Isaiah Thomas put in 16 points in a minute and a half for the Detroit Pistons back in the late 80s on a sprained ankle. And, you know, I think if you're going to start making a case that you could be a playoff team, it's got to be with wins against the Jets and Panthers. If you want to sit CeeDee against Green Bay, I get it. You probably won't beat them with or without them. But against the Jets and Panthers, you'd have a chance to fight your way back to 500. Nick Harris says it's time for George Pickens to firmly establish his value in the coming weeks. This is it right here. If you want to be wide receiver one, if you want to give your agent all the ammunition in the world to go chase a $35 million contract, we got to see it. Does he have it in him?
Brian? Yeah, I remember I asked you guys the question the next 3 weeks, right? Then I remember like we had the questions, and I said that George Pickens would be your best receiver the next 3 weeks. I guess we're about to find out with those CDs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He better be.
Yeah. I tell you what, I give Tolbert credit too. Those guys ran hard. When Lamb went out, man, those guys were running some routes, trying to get open. I give him some credit.
He did say last night his ankle is all right, said he is absolutely feels like he can play next week.
He's in a boot. And he's got
scooter?
a scooter.
Yeah, I'm sure he woke up feeling a little different than
I had somebody text me when he was listening to our show and says, I opened the door for him and helped him get in his car.
Oh, goodness. Oh, what a gentleman.
Yeah.
I mean, but he could jog. He could walk.
I hope you're
right. He could walk fine. He walked fine off the field.
There's people in the organization think it's going to be a few games.
And I understand that, you know, but I
hope you're right.
There's a big difference in the kind of different high ankle sprains you can get.
He's as tough as they come. That guy played with a bad shoulder basically the whole season. Yeah, I mean, tough guy.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation C-Note here on 105.3 The Fan. How did Jerry Jones fix his lips to say, I'll tell you, yes, it's because you saw number 4 out there today and you saw what we're capable of doing in the run game. He was asked, are you still a playoff team? As we evolve towards the playoffs, we have to get better defensively, certainly. He's just selling, trying to keep any fan interested that's not really paying attention. Like, how do you even try to logically explain those as a football person?
You can't. You just simply can't. He is he's the ultimate salesman. He chooses really only to look at the positive, and they think he has that type of mindset that he's built an awesome roster, and these guys will figure it out. And he couldn't be more wrong.
Yeah. You know, I think if you're saying stuff like that with this kind of football team, there's no way that you actually believe it. But we asked Stephen Jones on Friday, do you feel like you guys are close? And when he said it Friday, I thought, yeah,
they
maybe
have
you
to
are.
Say that, right?
Maybe you are a couple of players.
Can't say that. Can't say that until you go out and you find a way to lose the Green Bay and then lose the Jets, Carolina. Then, maybe you'll get some honesty there. But they have to say that right now.
Well, I mean, right now you could say, hey, I'm not really thinking about the playoffs because we have so many problems that we're trying to figure out. Yeah. So I'm not even thinking about the playoffs right now. It's week three.
They're the first team to never sack Caleb Williams in a game.
That's true.
He had at least, a half dozen or so plays where it got into a crazy scramble mode and Caleb Williams is doing his I'm not sure what to do thing.
I was worried about him running a couple of times there.
And he's a good runner. He is a good runner, but
when you got guys like consistently getting 5 yards of separation, you don't really have to worry about risking it to run.
I think they had 7 yards of cushion, five yards of separation. Yeah.
Do you guys want them to use the draft picks to try to make themselves better?
No.
Not the ones. Not the ones. I'd be interested in
this mock draft. Sounded pretty good. We just had.
I'm holding on to those ones. I don't think you're a player away. Now, I mean, and I also don't think there's a player that's going to be available that's worth these ones. Like, I don't think this is one of those deadlines where you're going to have a Roquan Smith emerge, a player of that caliber. Even Trey Hendrickson, to me, he's not worth one of the ones. If they want to take a two for him, I'm down for it. It's a rental piece. So I'd be in on that for a two, but I'm not giving up the ones.
You know, I was thinking when you're close, you trade your picks for players. And I guess if you had won this game convincingly, if you'd been the team with 31-17, I would say yes. You know, you're getting enough signs. You don't know how long Dak Prescott's going to be playing in an elite level. Go ahead and make the trade. But, you know, after seeing how bad that was yesterday and now the injury to CeeDee Lamb, I think you've probably seen your last day at or above 500. Like the Jets and Panthers games, I feel like one of those teams is going to get you. Carolina's defense is better. They're making progress offensively. The Jets have a physical run game that's really going to test what you think you know. And Justin Fields is making plays in the pass game when he's protected and after they have made you commit to man defense and stack in the box against that running game. Then the numbers on the back end are very much in his favor. But how many teams left on this schedule do you think that the Cowboys are actually better than at this point? Like, I think this defense is generationally bad. That's why I picked Chicago on Friday afternoon. I thought they would be the more desperate team at home. The Cowboys coming off an emotional overtime victory. I thought it'd be a lot closer than it was. But if you're picking the Bears and Caleb Williams to beat this defense and look good, no sacks, no turnovers. That is a rare occurrence in today's NFL.
For him, it is.
Yeah, it's never happened for him.
He tried to throw you a couple though. They got a ball that got tipped, and Hooker had his hands on one. They tried, but
Murray. Murray should have picked that one.
Murray,
yeah, but they
got gun shy.
They had a couple but Hooker had one that he overthrew in the middle of the field. He tried to extend and couldn't get.
There's no team on the schedule that they're clearly better than, unless you want to say the Giants still. But we just saw how they took you to the end of the ropes there.
I'd like to think maybe the Jets, Panthers, and Raiders, but I don't know that it's
might
clear
be better
right
Raiders,
now.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're better than the Raiders. Hopefully they're better than the Panthers. But this could be an 11-win or 11-loss season, a 12-loss season. I can't wait to see what happens against the Giants at the end of the season. I mean, some of these games could be absolute low points for the season. And before too long, we got to get back into is it the players, is it the scheme? And on that note, Krusty's Corner with Brian Broaddus coming up next. Buddy, where are you taking
us?
Yeah,
we've gone round and round. Let's keep going round and round about this game. We'll do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.